Nowruz, the Iranian New Year. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Welcome to our program, Nowruz, which literally means a new day. Nowruz is the Iranian New Year, which is celebrated each year on the first day of spring, the vernal equinox. Usually, Nowruz falls on the 20th, 21st or 22nd of March, depending on whether there has been a leap year. In this first program in our special series, we look at spring, the blossoming of trees and flowers, when nature seems to regenerate itself, to renew itself. Stay with us. There is a periodic quality to nature. Nature seems to renew itself every year. It goes through cycles. We have all seen the falling of the leaves in autumn, dried up leaves which die and wither away. And all of us have seen the blossoming of trees and plants with the coming of spring. Spring is the season when nature seems to renew itself. Trees grow green in the spring, new green leaves appear, the whiteness and stillness of winter gives way to the greening, blossoming, and regeneration and invigoration of spring. Spring buzzes with life, warmth, and movement, in sharp contrast to the cold winter months. Humans too follow a cycle in their lives. The older generations pass away and they are replaced by newborn babies. Just as the day passes and the night begins, winter ends and spring begins. Just as a day has a limited duration, the lives of human beings also have a limited duration. But how nice it would be if we too could regenerate ourselves with the coming of spring, just like nature. Time, of course, never stops. Time is like a train which keeps on moving and stops at no station. Humans too should always be working and learning. There is a famous statement from Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, the cousin, son-in-law and divinely designated vicegerent to the Holy Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, says, "If two of your days are identical to one another, then you have suffered a loss. And he, whose tomorrow is worse than his today, has indeed been deprived." The Almighty God has created the entire universe and everything which is in it. All of God's creatures praise the Lord, from birds and mammals to trees and plants. Every living creature is constantly praising the Lord. The Holy Quran says in Ayah 44 of Surah Isra, "The seven heavens glorify Him, and the earth too, and whoever is in them. There is not a thing but celebrates his praise, but you do not understand their glorification. Indeed, he is all-forbearing, all-forgiving." Allah the All-Wise, who brought the universe into existence, shaped the Milky Way galaxy, fashioned our solar system, made the Earth, like the other planets, spin on its axis whilst revolving round the sun, in order to determine day and night, the cyclic change of weather conditions, computation of the year, created wind to interact with the sunlight and the salty seas to set in motion the clouds for raining fresh water on the soil to make the soil blossom with vegetation of different kinds, and for thriving of birds, animals, insects, and all colors you see in nature, all of the all for the benefit of the best of creation, that is, mankind. The Holy Quran says in Ayah 9 of Surah Fatir, "It is Allah who sends the winds, and these winds raise a cloud. Then we drive it towards a dead land, and with it revive the earth after its death. Likewise will be the resurrection of the dead." Let us also remember the following parable from the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. One day, a man asked the Commander of the Faithful, "Have you seen your Lord?" Imam Ali replied, "I am not the servant of a Lord whom I haven't seen." He then added, "The eyes cannot see him, but hearts, because of the truth of their faith, see the Lord." Nowruz is the harbinger of spring, and Nowruz, the spring, is here. The message of Nowruz is that it is never too late to change. It is never too late to renew and to regenerate yourself. Change your lifestyle to the lifestyle which Islam and the Holy Quran has taught us. It is not too late to change, to live according to the principles of the Holy Quran. Open up your eyes, look around you, see how beautiful nature is, particularly at springtime. In nature's beauty, you can see the beauty of the Creator. In Ayahs 19 and 20 of Surah Ankabut, the God Almighty says, "Have they not regarded how Allah originates the creation? Then He will bring it back. That is indeed easy for Allah. Say, travel over the land and then observe how He has originated the creation. Then Allah shall bring about the genesis of the hereafter. Indeed, Allah has the power over all things." Well, dear listeners, we have come to the end of our program today. Until tomorrow, take care and God bless you all.